Good afternoon, everyone. So, we come to do this afternoon, this meditation session. And sometimes when we meditate, we have obstacles, isn't it? We face obstacles in our meditation, isn't it? And basically, these obstacles are not outside of these five hindrances. The first one is the desires, the craving. Second, ill will. Third one, sloth and torpor. And the fourth one is restlessness. And the fifth one is doubt. So, and this really stopping us from being peaceful. And this is the five hindrances. So today I just want to just focus on the third one, that is sloth and torpor. Especially weather like that sometimes, you know, after afternoon you feel sleepy, isn't it? And I remember one of my friends that you used to do retreat together, and she used a lot of willpower. When she feels sleepy, you know what she did? She purposely stepped on stone that is sharp, you know, to keep her awake. And sometimes she will stand in front of the wall, she will hit the wall and make herself to keep herself awake. If using willpower can really overcome our obstacles, I think we all, it's easy, isn't it? We don't have to practice anymore using who's have the most willpower, you got enlightened, you get enlightened. So the more you fight, it's even worse, because it's very draining. You use up more mental energy, the fighting, you know, try to fight with that, you know. So actually, sometimes you have to look at it, so the beings having low energy, having this slot on top, actually there are many reasons, a few reasons. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's mental. So physical, sometimes maybe due to our digestion, is what causes that. Sometimes, for example, like sometimes I find that if I feel a little bit sleepy afternoon, so I will investigate. That's why you have to investigate. Don't fight. The more you fight, even worse. Actually, don't use your willpower. Use your wisdom power to investigate. Where is the reason why I feel that? So sometimes the stomach, you know, because of too full. So sometimes I reduce my food. And sometimes you're being just tired. You know, you don't have enough sleep, you're just tired. Even the tiredness, the sleepiness, actually, it won't stay. The tiredness also will subside. Everything, you know, arises. You know, you leave it alone and it will subside. Even, you know, early days you have to get up. You know, I used to get up like even quarter to three. And then I used to go to bed at 10 or 11. So I sleep very, very little. And sometimes morning, I feel sleepy. I just sit there, I feel sleepy. So I let go. I just let myself knock. Sometimes I just sit there, I just knock and knock and knock and knock. And then actually even that knocking passed. You know, actually when the sleepiness passed, my mind is very bright. So I just allowed it. I don't fight. Because what do you expect? Sometimes it's just sleepy, you know. So don't fight with the sleepiness. So after just not, and then after a while, when the sleepiness gone, my mind was so bright and I'd be able to really focus. And I got into sometimes even very nice meditation that, oh, and then time's up, I have to go out. I have to, you know, because our breakfast 6:30, I have to go for breakfast 6:30 here. And, you know, and after that, oh, I still want to sit, but I have to get up. So they said, don't worry about if you are sleepy, you know. Sometimes maybe you are tired. So you just leave it alone, it will pass. Or if you're really tired, then you need to sleep, you sleep. You know? And sometimes, like for example, like this afternoon, I feel a little bit sleepy when I want to meditate. So I just get up, walk. I just do walking meditation, because walking meditation helps you with your digestion. And it's also because walking meditation, you focus on your movement of the body, actually is a causal object compared to the breath. And it helps you to arouse that energy, you know, to establish mindfulness from a causal object. Because when we develop our mindfulness, because our mind is not, the energy is not draining, because when we focus, so we're accumulating the mental energy, we are not draining energy. So when we have more mental energy, naturally we feel bright. This is how we strengthen our mindfulness. We become really alert when we have mental energy, isn't it? When mental energy low, we can't even think, isn't it? We feel like, oh, you know, we can't even think, you know. So that's like, if you fight, actually, it drains more mental energy. So sometimes you investigate. So why, you know? So if after doing that, you know, walking meditation, you're still sleepy, you know, and then you try so hard, and then don't try too hard. You don't have to fight with it. You just leave it alone. And if you're really, really tired, you need to rest, go to rest. And sometimes it's mental. Sometimes when people think too much, because when you think too much, especially negative thoughts, you know, as you're feeding it, actually negative thoughts always leads to negative emotion. So negative emotions like anxieties, anger, fear, all this, they use up lots of mental energy. That's why you feel tired. So thinking too much. They say sometimes you have to calm the mind, you know. So they say sometimes it's good that we use some mantra to help the mind, to minimize your thinking. Sometimes people use like breathing in puto, breathing out, breathing input, and then breathing out to puto puto. So you can use all sorts of ways. Like for example, if you think a lot, you can do breathing in thinking, breathing out peace. So you make peace with the thinking. So even though when you not that thinking, actually itself still thinking, but at least you minimize your thinking, you know. So then eventually you just focus on, you know, breathing in, thinking, breathing out, peace. And actually eventually, so it's actually stop you from going into all the proliferation, go on and on and on, isn't it? Sometimes from one thing, we latch on one thing to another and go on and on, like we keep proliferate, you know. Then that reinforces our emotion, and then we become more fearful. And then sometimes even we fear of the fear. And then that really draining, use up lots of mental energy. So you can use this to minimize your thinking. You can just breathing in thinking if you think too much, because thinking too much actually use up lots of mental energy. So this is part of the reason that thinking too much and draining. Another is that because that we have sometimes that we want to use sleep to as an escape way to not to look at things that try to escape through sleep, things that we don't want to face, things that we don't want to look, then we put ourselves to sleep. And I just give you an example. Many, I think more than 20 years ago, I think 18 years ago, I was still in Thailand. So then there was a lady, you know. So one day we have someone pass away, then they bring the body to the monastery. So usually the culture, I think some of the Thai, some of you will know the Thai culture, a day before they have the cleaning, washing the hand ceremony. So they put the dead body, the deceased, so put the hand out, you know, then they put the bucket of water, and then there's a ceremony to wash the water. And then this lady, because of while doing that, and then she saw the deceased, you know, the face, you know, and then washing the hand. And then next day the cremation. And then after 2 days, the family come and collect the ashes and the bones, and they put into the wall, and actually just right next to her kuti. Initially, she didn't know what they're doing. She said, what are they doing? Why are they there? So she went there, and she saw all these ashes and those bones in those, you know, it's not a very nice urn, you know. It's all those Nescafe jar, and, you know, you can see the ashes inside. She was really terrified. She told me, since that day onwards, she makes sure that she go to bed before it gets dark. 7 o'clock, 6 something, she start to go to bed. And she only get up next morning, 7 o'clock. Exactly 12 hours, she put herself to sleep. Because she couldn't handle because of the fear, so much fear. And that's why she put herself to sleep. And I know a few people also told me the same thing. They said sometimes when they have some of those unresolved emotions, that's very unpleasant, and they find it very difficult to handle. Sometimes they always feel sleepy. She said, as a way to escape, like not to look at it, it's easier to put themselves to sleep. So you sleep, you don't have to look at it. But doesn't mean that, you know, you go to sleep, your things will resolve, isn't it? It's still there. So sometimes there's a physical, come from physical, sometimes come from mental. Sometimes we put ourselves to sleep because we want to run away from things that we don't want to look at, we don't face. So that's why sometimes when we are sleepy and we don't use willpower to fight, you know. If we can use willpower, so we all don't even have to keep precept, don't have to practice. Use willpower, you all get enlightened. So you can't fight. The more you try to fight with the sleepiness, actually it drains, use up more mental energy, it drains more. So sometimes it's really, really tired, you need to rest, you rest. So, or sometimes you can do walking meditation, or you can do that, you know, calming your mind and using the mantra, you can just doing breathing in, thinking, breathing out, peace. Because sometimes you think too much. When you're thinking too much, that drains your mental energy. So that's why you feel, when you lack of energy, when your energy is low, you feel sleepy. And sometimes it's because of physical body, that maybe your digestion is not very good, or you're really tired, and that's why you feel sleepy. You feel tired. So then you need to rest, you rest. And then if you investigate, you just investigate, if you find out that, yeah, it's actually maybe I'm trying to run away from things that I don't want to look at it, that's why I put myself to sleep. So that's why we have to investigate. Never use willpower to try to overcome your obstacles. It doesn't work. So you have to use your wisdom power. You have to investigate the obstacles that you face in meditation. So, and then maybe any questions or comments? If no, that we can start today our meditation session. Then maybe afterwards you can ask any questions afterwards, okay? So just find a comfortable posture, just relax your body. And bring your awareness to the body. And just relax your body. Just relax and make peace with this moment. Whether in this moment you have any anxieties, or you feel sleepy, or you just make peace with it. And just letting this moment be. Whatever you experience this moment, make peace with it and just let it be. is the first question. So what would you recommend as length of a first meditation retreat for a regular yet still developing meditator? Thank you. So for the first questions, if those haven't done any retreat before, I think my recommend is do the weekend first. Then after that, you know, a few weekend retreats, and you can do 9 days retreat. And after that, regular 9 days retreat, then you can go to Jhana Grove or come to Dhammasara. Even you can do the 3 months retreat. Okay, so it's a gradual training. So you haven't done one, so I recommend to do the 3 days first. I struggle with chronic pain and use meditation to help me, but I struggle to focus. What would you recommend to help with meditation through pain? Because when we meditate, if we have the expectation of I use meditation to overcome my pain, actually it doesn't work. Because you have the expectation, you have the craving that, you know, this is going to solve my problem. You know, so you are not relaxed. So when we crave, our mind moves. So then our mind very difficult to become peaceful and still. So that's like, I remember, I think most of you might know Koenga. He's very famous, isn't it? So his teacher, his last time when he went to his teacher Upakin, so he had this migraine headache. So he was thinking that he going to meditate so that he will get rid of his migraine headache. So when he spoke to Upakin, he said, you know, I want to meditate, you know, so that overcome my migraine headache. So he said, you know, if you because of that reason you meditate, you myself don't meditate. You know, actually it doesn't work, you know, because you have the expectation, then you're craving, you want thing. So the one thing actually is drives you, you know. So your mind, you keep wanting something, so it's very difficult to become peaceful. So for this chronic pain, sometimes, you know, most people try to get rid the pain. When you get rid the pain, actually you have more pain. You're craving not to be. Actually, make peace with that. Accept that. Acceptance. Because when we accept it, actually we struggle less. Sometimes maybe your pain will not go away. All your pain go away, but at least it's lessen your pain. So letting go means letting thing be, accepting. Acceptance actually is letting go. Sometimes the more you try to get rid of the pain, you try to fight with the pain, actually your pain become more more intense. Sometimes you try to fight with it. Sometimes you allow it to be, you accept it. So that's like the best thing is like to send loving kindness to the pain. To your pain, actually it's help. Because we have some people that have some of our supporters, they're going through chemo. And some people after chemo, sometimes they have very bad reaction, isn't it? And that's like they do a lot of loving kindness. While they're doing through the chemo, they send loving kindness to the body, to the nurse, to the doctor. Because when we send loving kindness, actually we embrace, we accept. So when we try to get rid of things, is we reject. That's when rejection, that's ill will. So that means the more we try to push things out, actually your body tense up. So actually your pain become more intense. So that's like when you do lots of loving kindness, and this person that she does lots of loving kindness, and actually after her chemo, she don't have that reaction. She's very good, no pain, nothing. Some people quite bad, you know, after chemo. It was very good, and some people have those some surgery, and For some people, after the surgery, have lots of pain, but they do lots of loving kindness, sending loving kindness to the body, to the pain. It's okay, you know. And you embrace the pain, you make peace with the pain. Actually, you lessen the pain. If you try to get, letting go is not getting rid of things. You try to get rid of the pain, actually the pain become more intense. So when you accept the pain, you accept your pain, actually you lessen, because it's okay. So after a while, because the more you try to, I don't want this pain, I don't want to feel that, it is terrible. So actually the more you think about it, and then sometimes you just try all sorts of ways, try to do this, try to do that, so that the pain go away. It doesn't go away. The moment you accept the pain disappears. I remember many years ago, there was my first retreat. My first retreat, and I was quite brave, you know. The first retreat I did the very intensive type of retreat, you know. You get up, you know, you start meditate for 4 o'clock, you get up 3:30, and you have to sit and walk. And that's very intense. You're not allowed to even sit on chair. It's all on the floor, you just sit like that. And then it's too tired, you can't go back to lie down. The first day, I'm okay. Second day, come to the third day, I was so difficult. I was struggling. I was in pain, my body. Because just imagine 3 days, you know, you just sitting this posture or you walk. And I have so much bodily pain that I can't sit. The moment I sit down, I tried to put as much cushion as I could. I used 5 cushions. So I put 3 cushions, you know, and I put one on my knee here, both sides, you know. I was still in pain. And the pain that is so, like, couldn't do the extent that, like, I couldn't bear with the pain. So then I said, okay, I can't sit, so what can I do? So I tried to walk, but when I walk, I was so tired, because I can't even lift my leg. My leg was like so heavy, and I got slot and topper. I can't really, you know, I was so tired, I was slot and topper, I can't walk. And that moment, I was to the extent that I was almost crying, you know. I said, what am I going to do? I can't sit and I can't walk. What can I do? And I was really, that time I was really in, my pain is, you know, my whole body is so painful, because the more I try to get rid of the pain, my pain is so painful. And I can't walk because I have slut and topper. And I can't even lift my leg like a very so heavy, I can't even hardly lift my leg. Then I was really almost, I was in tears, I was thinking, what am I going to do? And I can't go back because I'm just halfway my retreat. And then I regretted, I said, I shouldn't have told everyone that I'm going for a retreat. So if everyone know that I pull out halfway, it's embarrassing. And I was thinking, oh, what to do? And then that moment, I think I just let go. The moment, okay, so just let me die of pain. Even, you know, just let the pain take my life, it's fine. So I went back, you know, that moment I just let go, I went back, I threw all the cushions away. I sit, it's a marble floor, I just sat like that. And it was so amazing, the moment I sat down, I have no pain. The pain gone. And I had really good meditation, that letting go, because sometimes you're afraid of the pain. Do you want the pain to go away? Actually, it's more intense, because I tried to get rid of the pain. And then the moment I let go, because I said, it's okay, you can take my life. I die of pain, it's fine. Actually, the split of that moment, you know, when I let go, the pain gone. And I just sat. And I have very good meditation. I really be able to focus because I let go. The moment I let go, you know, I accept the pain, I allow the pain. And actually that was a really good insight. And since then, I'm good, quite good at like dealing with pain. Like the moment if I have pain, I just very easy for me to just accept the pain, because I know that if I fight, if I try to get it, if I do all sorts of things, you know, to try to make the pain to go away, I will suffer more. You know, and that's I'm so grateful for the first that first insight, that experience that I learned how to let go, how to, you know, how to embrace and make peace with pain. So that's what I recommend, to do more loving kindness and being kind even to your body, to your pain, make peace with your pain and not to fight with pain. The more you try to get it and you fight, you suffer more. So when I use walking meditation, it calms down the mind, but it is a must to practice all types of meditation. Actually, it's not necessary, it depends. If you be able to just sit and focus on your meditation and on the breath, actually, it's not necessary that you have to do walking meditation. It's just that sometimes our mindfulness is not strong enough and not be able to focus on the more subtle object like breath. So we just recommend to people to do walking meditation, because walking meditations, you focus on the movement of the body, is a coarser object. So you try to train the mind from a coarser object to a more refined object, because breath is a more refined, subtle object. So it's not necessary that you have to practice all types of meditation. Just depends on, you know, if you know your your mindfulness is strong enough. If you don't have to, you don't have to do walking meditation. If you feel like you'll be able to sit and focus on your breath, then you don't have to do. It's not a must. So it just depends on individual. So it's just like individual case is different. So any more questions or comments? Any more? No more questions or comments? It's okay. Thank you.